future success starts at Posh Academy and SAST.
Thanks so much for taking the time to chat to me this evening, Garth. We're talking all things career and taking a specific focus on interior design. Quickly talk us through what you do day to day.
Day to day, I work very closely with a variety of interior designers. I mean, I studied interior design myself, and I actually started, funny enough, in a curtain workshop that did curtaining upholstery. So I have a very good understanding of manufacturing. So I work very closely with a variety of interior designers. Often I'll be given floor plans, blank canvas. We'll discuss a look and a feel of brief that's been given to the interior designer by their end customer. And we will discuss colors, palettes, we'll discuss textures in terms of furnishing fabrics. We even go so far as to discuss wall color, lighting, flooring, etc. So the whole gamut in terms of what the interior design project involves. And that's basically, you know, that's where I start. And then moving forward, then we start looking at various fabric options, and then from there I get cuttings and sampling. We present to their customer, and also I manage the order process, deliveries, back orders. You know, it's also a large part of my job is also managing the order process for my customers and making sure that they're aware of when the stock is arriving, making sure it gets to the relevant suppliers and manufacturers, etc. So I'm like the right hand to my client.
I would imagine that people stand quite central in your job. What are some of the obstacles that you face when you are doing what you do?
So as much as I love people and turning their empty spaces into a home, the main obstacle is also people. Unfortunately. You know, people, it's managing people's expectations. And when things in this line of business, when things go wrong, they can go terribly wrong. A lot of South Africa being where it is in the global market and as a global player, we are a very small concern for a lot of international suppliers, and sometimes shipping can go wrong. I mean, we're just a perfect example. I mean, nothing happens in a vacuum. A perfect example is when the ports were hacked. There was a cyber attack on the ports. And for us as suppliers, that had a massive knock-on in getting orders out to customers.
I think I'll wrap up our conversation by asking what advice you would share with someone who is considering venturing into the same career.
You know, you've got to have a passion for interior design. You've got to have a passion for working with people, taking a brief from somebody, regardless of whether that brief falls into your spectrum of aesthetic or your style. At the end of the day, you're taking someone's hard-earned money, and you are taking that money and converting it into a space for them. So you've got to be able to have really good people skills. You've got to be creative. You've got to be able to interpret that sort of brief to the best of your ability and to the client's specifications.
And on that note, I thank you very much for taking the time.
Download this useful podcast at ofm.co.za.